हेलो स्टूडेंट्स, दिस इज मॉड्यूल 3, लेसन 2, द एडवेंचर्स ऑफ टोटो। इन मॉड्यूल 3 वी आर गोइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड वी आर गोइंग टू रीड एंड आई एम गोइंग टू टीच यू सम ऑफ द पैराग्राफ्स फ्रॉम पेज नंबर 8, सम फ्रॉम पेज नंबर 9 एंड वन एंड हाफ फ्रॉम पेज नंबर 10। सो वी हैव स्मॉल पैराग्राफ्स on the different pages. Module 3, the lesson The Adventures of Toto, explains Toto's mischievous activities with different animals from Grandpa's private zoo and with other family members. Let's start, and it should be in continuation. We come to know, and we know that in the last Module 2, Grandpa was going to Saharanpur. And when he was going to Saharanpur, he was taking Toto also along with him. What happened? We know that on the railway station, on the turnstile, when a ticket collector supposed Toto a dog, Grandpa was little bit furious. In vain did Grandpa take Toto out of the bag. In vain did he try to prove that a monkey did not qualify as a dog or even as a quadruped. Grandpa was not happy with the remark of ticket collector. As ticket collector said that it is a dog and pay for it. Grandpa was not happy with this remark. So do you think so that Grandpa tried that it's not a dog? Grandpa tried to show the ticket collector that it is not a dog, it is a monkey or even as a quadruped. Look the meaning of the word quadruped. It means an animal that has 4 feet. We know that Toto was classified a dog by the ticket collector, and on the railway station, ticket collector charged 3 rupees as a fare. At last, Grandpa had to give 3 rupees as a fare. Then Grandpa, just to get his own back, took from his pocket our paid tortoise. Grandpa was not happy with the ticket collector's remark. So what did Grandpa do? He took out paid tortoise from his pocket and said that, What must I pay for this, since you charge for all animals? Ticket collector little bit amazed. The ticket collector looked closely at the tortoise, prodded it with his forefinger. Prodded means pushed away. Prodded it with his forefinger, gave Grandpa a pleased and triumphant look and said, No charge, it is not a dog. Ticket collector said that it is not a dog. So I will not charge anything for this. So then onwards, let's go back little bit into flashback of the chapter, page number 9. When Toto was finally accepted by grandmother, he was given a comfortable home in the stable. We come to know in the first module that Grandpa brought it or purchased it from a Tonga driver and kept in a secret for a night in the author's room. Then somehow at last he was transferred to the private zoo in the servant's quarter. At last, somehow, directly, indirectly, grandmother came to know. So it was decided that Toto should be given a home to live. So Toto was transferred to, he was given a comfortable home in the stable. Try to understand the meaning of stable. A building used for housing, especially for horses and for other animals also. On Toto's first night in the stable, the family donkey and its name Nana On Toto's first night in the stable with the family donkey Nana, Grandpa paid him a visit to see if he was comfortable. Grandpa was very fond of animals and especially of Toto, because Toto was recently brought in the servants' quarter and then in the stable. So he wanted, and he was taking every care of Toto. So in the first night in the stable, Grandpa paid a visit to Toto. He wanted to find out that what Toto was doing with Nana, the donkey. To Grandpa's surprise, he found Nana without apparent cause, pulling at her halter and trying to keep her head as far as possible from a bundle of hay. To the grandpa's surprise, what Grandpa found? Grandpa found that Toto was trying and preventing Nana, the donkey, not to eat the grass. And Toto was on the head of donkey and trying to keep her head away as far as possible. So it means that Toto and Nana, the donkey, had disagreement with each other, quarreling with each other in the little unpleasant way. Although Grandpa was not happy, there was no doubt. Instead of taking away Toto, Grandpa gave Nana a slap across Nana's haunches, her haunches, and she jerked back, dragging Toto with her. What did Grandpa do? Grandpa gave Nana a slap across her haunches. Look the meaning of haunches. The upper part of animal's leg or person's body. As Nana the donkey was given a slap, Nana jerked back, dragging Toto with her. When Nana jerked back, she was dragging the Toto also with her. He had fastened onto her long ears. Where Toto was? Toto was hanging on the Nana's, the donkey, ears with his sharp little teeth. Means that, you know, that the donkey had dug and inserted its teeth into Nana's ears. Toto and Nana never became friends. Toto and Nana, after that incident, they never became friends. Then, this is one example. Another example of Toto's mischievous activities. What used to happen in the family? A great treat for Toto during cold winter evenings was the large bowl of warm water given him by grandmother for his bath. In the cold winter evenings, a great treat for Toto was that a large bowl of warm water given him by grandmother so that Toto could take bath. But Toto was very clever. Rather, he was cunning. What Toto would do? Toto would cunningly test the temperature with his hand of the warm water, then gradually step into the bath, first one foot, then the other one. Means Toto was very clever and very cunning. He used to check the temperature of the water, whether it was too warm, cold or average, and inserting its fingers and then leg and then the other parts of the body. So Toto was very clever as well as mischievous, as he had seen me doing. Means that Toto had seen the author, how author used to take bath. Until Toto was into the water up to his neck, Toto used to check the temperature of the water. Once Toto comfortable, He would take the soap in his hands or feet and rub himself all over. We know that animals, they copy us, and especially these monkeys, they copy us, and especially the human beings, they copy. So how the author and the other family members used to take bath, Toto was also trying to copy and taking soap in his hands and rubbing himself all over the body. When the water became cold, because Toto used to take bath for little time, he would get out and run as quickly as he could to the kitchen fire in order to dry himself. After taking bath from the warm water, he would be there in the water for a long time. So for a long time, the warm water changes into cold or the normal water. Then after taking bath, he would come out and he would run towards the kitchen where the fire in the kitchen was there, so that he could dry himself. And in his performance, when Toto was doing such performance, if anyone laughing at him, Toto's feelings would hurt and he would refuse to go on with his bath. Means that, suppose that today he was taking bath in the evening time, if anyone laughing at him, so the next day he would not go to bath. Means that Toto had great intelligence. One day, Toto nearly succeeded in boiling himself alive. Another example of Toto's mischievous activity. Let's find out what happens, students. What happened? A large kitchen kettle had been left on the fire to boil for tea and Toto. You know that for tea and Toto means that on the large kitchen fire. Means that it is the story of something 50 to 60 years back. India used to have big families, joint families, when number of members were there. When tea was being prepared, so tea for not for one or two persons, it for the all members. Food was being prepared, not for one or two persons, for all the family members. And throughout the day in the kitchen, something always going on. So, what happened? A large kitchen kettle had been left on the fire to boil for tea and for Toto. We know that in the earlier paragraph, we come to know that Toto used to take bath in the warm temperature water. Finding himself with nothing better to do, decided to remove the lid. Toto was mischievous, we come to know that. As the water was getting heated and on the bowl, it was covered with lid. So what Toto did? Finding the water just warm enough for a bath, he got in. He took the lid away. Lid means the upper covering of the bowl. He decided to take bath. He got in with his head sticking out from the open kettle. What he did? He directly entered in the kettle. This was just fine for a while. Okay, as the water was getting heated, so the temperature was not so high. For little time, it was good enough. But it was dangerous as water was getting heated. It was taking time. Until the water began to boil, Toto then raised himself a little, but finding it cold outside, sat down again as water was getting heated continuously for a long time. Toto was finding very, very happy inside the water. We come to know in the other paragraph also, Toto used to take bath in the different ways. So Toto was happy that he was inside the bowl till the water was inside the bowl was cool. But we know that the situation was getting changed after some time. Then what happened? Finding it cold outside, he sat again. He continued hopping up and down for some time until Grandmother arrived and howled him. When grandmother saw him that Toto was inside the water and the water was getting heated on the fire, grandmother was not happy. And what did the grandmother do? Grandmother took the Toto out from the bowl, half boiled out of the kettle. Toto was not happy at all after such activity, as Toto was enjoying in the water. So we come to know in this, the module 3 students that there are a number of activities Toto used to do and Toto was doing, making himself comfortable and enjoying in the water. Students, there are some questions which I have given in the module 3 worksheet. we have think about it also, which will be given in the 5th module. Questions with answers. What Toto was classified by the ticket collector? You know the answer. Toto was classified as a dog by the ticket collector. Next question. How much fare was charged by the ticket collector for Toto? 3 rupees was the sum charged by the ticket collector for the Toto. How was Toto's first night in stable? On Toto's first night in the stable, we know that Grandpa paid him a visit to see if he was comfortable. To his surprise, he found Nana, the donkey, the family donkey. Without apparent cause, Toto was pulling at her halter and trying to keep her head as far as possible from a bundle of hay. Next question. What was given by grandmother to Toto during one cold winter evenings? The large bowl of warm water given him by grandmother for his bath. What was left on the fire to boil? A large kitchen kettle left. Students, there are a number of questions which you have to attend yourself. So as you read at least 2 times, you also will be able to find out the answers. I am reading these questions. What did Toto do when he found a large kitchen kettle on the fire? Question 2. At last, what happened when Toto came out of the large kitchen kettle? Next question. What were the habits of Toto before taking bath? Next question. 4th. What happened when Grandpa tried to get Toto and Nana separated? Question 5. What was ticket collector's response after looking at pet tortoise? Last but not the least, students. 6th number question. How much did ticket collector charge for tortoise? So, students, you have to find out answers of all these questions. When you read, when you listen, when you understand, when you comprehend the chapter, I know that every student is able student to understand everything. So, students, thank you. We'll meet in the module 4. Okay, thank you.